Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Brandon Brooks. Here's what's happening. Police made a horrific discovery inside a South Philadelphia home. KYW's Shara Day Howard reports.
Sheriff Rochelle Bilal says deputies discovered the body of a young woman decomposing and partially dismembered in the basement.
There were five other people in the house. They had all been taken down to homicide.
They're being questioned, but so far, police say no arrests have been made. Bilal says her office is working together with the Special Victims Unit on this investigation.
The victim has not yet been identified. It's been 4 months since a 5-year-old girl was abducted from a park in Bridgeton, New Jersey. The search continues as the FBI chimes in publicly for the first time about their role in the investigation. The story from Northfield and KYW South Jersey Bureau Chief David Madden.
Atlantic City-based special agent in charge Gregory Erie says they're still following leads and combing enough video to fill the Library of Congress several times over.
The family should keep up hope. We do. We want a recovery of that child and any missing child. So the community and the family should not give up hope.
Nor should they worry about talking to the feds, even though many may fear over their immigration status.
Investigators say the most important clue is a composite sketch of a man seen leaving the park with the child. Mark D'Amico, a man from New Jersey tied to the 2017 GoFundMe hoax that raised more than $400,000 for a homeless man, pleaded not guilty yesterday to federal charges arising out of the case. D'Amico's attorney, Mark Davis.
This was the first opportunity for Mark to enter his plea of not guilty to the indictment, which was just handed up last week, that has various counts of wire fraud and money laundering.
Davis says the federal charges stem from a state case brought in Burlington County against D'Amico, his former girlfriend, Kate McClure, and the homeless man, Johnny Bobbitt. All three have entered guilty pleas. The couple launched a GoFundMe campaign claiming to help Bobbitt, a homeless veteran, convincing people to donate by claiming Bobbitt helped McClure fill her gas tank. Both McClure and Bobbitt have pleaded guilty to federal charges in the case and are expected to testify at D'Amico's trial. It took a Montgomery County jury about 2 hours to find a Philadelphia man guilty of all charges, including first-degree murder, for stabbing his girlfriend and then running her over repeatedly outside her workplace in White Marsh Township. KYW's Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
The jury announced the verdict guilty of first-degree murder, meaning when the 34-year-old sentenced in April, he'll spend the rest of his life in prison with no chance for parole. The murder was caught on video. First, Crawley is smashing out the window of his ex-girlfriend Angela Stith's car, then chasing her down and stabbing her four times. Her co-workers chased Crawley off, but he came back in his Chevy Avalanche and ran her over five times in the parking lot. Montgomery County DA Kevin Steele thanked jurors for sitting through a difficult trial.
This case was one of the worst that I have ever seen.
When police caught up with Crawley on the Pennsylvania Turnpike, he set himself on fire and slit his wrist while driving through the Allegheny Tunnel. He was in a medically induced coma for several days with third-degree burns over more than a quarter of his body. Well, you can get ready for dreams of Mediterranean travel with the theme of this year's flower show. KYW's Hadass Kuznets reports you can start thinking about spring at the end of next month.
Pennsylvania Horticultural Society Chief of Shows and Events Sam Lemheny says this year's theme, Riviera Holiday, conjures up images of relaxation in the middle of winter.
It also has a great connection with Philadelphia, with Monaco and Princess Grace from this area.
And Lemheny says aside from all there will be to see, there will also be a lot to do, with several events taking place throughout the show, February 29th through March 8th.
We have our 80s dance party, which is our Flowers After Hours party. We have Fido Friday that's returning on Friday, March 6th, so bring your dogs. We have over 300 dogs that now come.
For a complete list of events, visit theflowershow.com. That's the All Local. I'm Brendan Brooks. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.